Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Terrence. Thank you so much for tuning in to Daniel today. Let's get to it with today's topic. Daniel, let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
The given name of Daniel has evolved to more than 100 different spellings in countries all around the world. Because Daniel is a biblical name, there is a counterpart to Daniel in almost all known languages. Its early origins are in the Old Testament of the Bible, where it is defined as God is my judge, in the Hebrew Bible. From Middle English Daniel, Daniel, from Ancient Greek Daniel, from Hebrew Daniel, the name is derived from a prophet whose story is told in the Book of Daniel. The Book of Daniel, also called Daniel's Prophecy, is an Old Testament book found in Ketuvim, the third part of the Jewish canon, but placed in between the prophets in the Christian canon. Outside the Book of Daniel, the Holy Scriptures contain only few references to a prophet by that name. Almost everything known about the prophet Daniel is from books that are attributed to him. Daniel the prophet was just a teenage boy when the Book of Daniel was introduced, and an older man by the end of the book, but at no time during Daniel's life did his belief in God falter. Daniel was primarily a servant of God, a prophet, setting an example for the godly nations of how to live holy lives. Daniel in the Old Testament is known to have kept his loyalty to God in Israel, even in spite of persecution and danger. Daniel was also a prophet known for his wisdom, integrity, and loyalty to God. Because Daniel had wisdom granted to him by God, and was faithful in his work, not only did he flourish throughout his time as an overlord, King Darius planned to place him at the head of the whole kingdom. Daniel lived in Jewish captivity at Babylon, where he served at the court of the king, rising to prominence interpreting the dreams of the king. According to the Bible, he was cast into the lion's den because he refused to worship the king, but Daniel was protected by God, and was not hurt by the lions. When Daniel was taken out of the den, Daniel was found without any injuries, for he had placed his faith in God. Other Jewish traditions present him as having refused divine honors offered him by Nebuchadnezzar. They give reasons for his failure, along with three friends, to worship this statue of a prince on the plain of Dureya after being sent by a king. And they provide a number of fantastic details, such as those concerning what happened to Daniel in the lion's den. The second half names a particular Daniel, who according to chapter 1, was driven into exile to Babylon. The Book of Daniel was likely completed in about 530 BC, soon after Cyrus the Great, king of Persia, captured the city of Babylon in 539. Several fulfillments of the prophecies in Daniel would have been impossible to fulfill in the 2nd century BC. In any case, and thus, one cannot discount the prophetic elements. The prophecies of the Book of Daniel humbled the arrogant pagan rulers and praised God's sovereignty. Daniel's prophetic visions also present us with a Son of Man, the figure of the Messiah, who would come and restore Israel to her God, bringing a new Jerusalem. The coming of his kingdom is the central theme of the Gospels, in which the Lord is identified with the human figure that appears in his hero's vision in chap. Gabriel is the God who is my strength, and is drawn from two earlier biblical figures, chiefly the Book of Daniel's Daniel. This name, which is also the name of two other peoples in the Old Testament, cf. From this passage Jewish tradition has drawn inferences to the fact that Daniel and his associates were made eunuchs, but that does not necessarily follow. Aphinis simply trained these Jewish youths, among others, for the purpose of bringing them into the king's service. At the end of the 3 years, Daniel and his three companions appeared to the king, who granted them, then, promotion to their places at his court. Daniel Ricciardo's aware that this is a character trait to want to be the best in the world at something, and come along for it, so of course I accepted that. Okay. You can say that is like the year, but Daniel Ricciardo's has not allowed himself to get really burned by that, or any other. Obviously, it is not anything against McLaren. It is just that I feel like it is important to not go too high up F1 because that could definitely take you right back down again as quickly. Development is something Daniel Ricciardo's feeling is McLaren are on the higher end of what I want. The route is clearer about how you can achieve it. when Daniel Ricciardo's really struggling. Now the team is like, oh, I see that in the data. This is how Daniel feels, and over the past 18 months, it has been proven this is how he does not like feeling.
Thank you all for joining us again on Daniel, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.